This is the Every Catholic Man Gospel Devotional, where a man can draw closer to Jesus Christ, learn the Catholic faith, and grow in happiness by becoming a better Catholic son and Catholic father. Today we witness the beautiful act of Mary, the sister of Lazarus, as she anoints the feet of Jesus with costly ointment, a mysterious prefigurement of the anointing of Jesus' body after the crucifixion, and how Jesus defends Mary against the evil attacks of the greedy Judas. We'll reflect upon the need for every Catholic man to build the virtue of justice so he can always refuse to break the seventh commandment, which condemns stealing. We'll also consider the importance for every Catholic man to build the virtue of generosity so he can always generously invest to build and support beautiful parishes. If you'd like to read along or study later, episode notes are available, which include a complete transcript and all the references to the Bible and the Catechism of the Catholic Church. Find the notes posted nearby or at everycatholicman.com. Here is today's Gospel reading. Today's Gospel reading from the RSV Second Catholic Edition, available from Ignatius Press, is from the Gospel of John, chapter 12, verses 1 through 11. 6 days before the Passover, Jesus came to Bethany, where Lazarus was, whom Jesus had raised from the dead. There they made him a supper. Martha served, and Lazarus was one of those at table with him. Mary took a pound of costly ointment of pure nard and anointed the feet of Jesus and wiped his feet with her hair. And the house was filled with the fragrance of the ointment. But Judas Iscariot, one of his disciples, he who was to betray him, said, "Why was this ointment not sold for 300 denarii and given to the poor?" This he said, not that he cared for the poor, but because he was a thief, and as he had the money box, he used to take what was put into it. Jesus said, "Let her alone, let her keep it for the day of my burial. The poor you always have with you, but you do not always have me." When the great crowd of Jews learned that he was there, they came, not only on account of Jesus, but also to see Lazarus, whom he had raised from the dead. So the chief priests planned to put Lazarus also to death, because on account of him, many of the Jews were going away and believing in Jesus. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Well, let's look closer and see what Jesus is accomplishing in today's gospel. Nearing the end of his incarnation, Jesus returns to Bethany, where he raised Lazarus from the dead on the Saturday before the Jewish Passover. Preparing for his passion, Jesus attends a dinner in his honor at the home of Simon the leper. See the book of Matthew, chapter 26, verse 6. Lazarus is at table, and his sisters, Martha and Mary, prepare a meal for Jesus and his apostles. While the industrious Martha serves, the deeply devoted Mary draws near to Jesus to anoint his feet with pure nard, a highly fragrant and expensive oil from the spikenard plant, imported all the way from India. Taking a pound, a very large amount, Mary kneels before Jesus and anoints his feet and wipes them with her hair, an act which would have caused great scandal. Women did not wipe men's feet with their hair. However, Jesus commends Mary's act. It is a profound act of adoration. It provides a beautiful comfort to Jesus. And it also prefigures the burial preparations for Jesus' body after his death on the cross. The beautiful fragrance of spikenard and Mary's humble act of love spreads throughout the house, a sign of the blessings that Jesus' gospel will spread throughout the world. When the greedy Judas complains about Mary's generous act, Jesus bluntly rebukes Judas and defends Mary. Judas's objection that the costly nard could be sold for the poor is a false one. And by the way, the nard was costly, almost a year's wages for a day laborer, perhaps $25,000 or $30,000 in today's dollars. Judas was a thief who stole from Jesus and would soon betray Jesus for the paltry sum of 30 pieces of silver. Jesus is not indifferent to the poor, and elsewhere he instructs men to give alms. Jesus commands that Mary keep the remainder of the oil to anoint his body at his burial, and may be establishing the future practice of supporting the financial needs of his church. See the book of Acts, chapter 4, verses 34 through 35. The chief priests, to maintain their power and avoid a potential violent crackdown by the Romans, planned to kill both Jesus and Lazarus. For Lazarus' very public raising from the dead by Jesus is evidence of Jesus' supernatural power. Well, as is true in every gospel passage, there's plenty here to lead a man to be awed by Jesus Christ. In this simple passage, marvel how Jesus perfectly demonstrates parts of the virtue of justice. He encourages the humble act of religion, in other words, adoration and sacrifice for God, by Mary as she anoints his feet. Jesus demonstrates gratitude to Mary for her beautiful and comforting act. Jesus vindicates Mary from Judas's unjust attacks, and he justly rebukes Judas. Well, let's look at a few ways that a man can grow in happiness by reflecting upon today's gospel. Refuse to steal in any way. Realize, while most would condemn the stealing of Judas, many men today imitate Judas by stealing in little ways. For example, using another person's internet account to avoid paying for videos, cheating at games, pirating music and videos, fudging on taxes or inflating work hours or expenses. Believe. Reflect upon the seventh commandment, thou shalt not steal. See the Catechism paragraph 2401 through 2463. Pray. Almighty Father, help me build the virtue of justice so I never steal again. I confess any act of stealing in the past, and I make reparations to those I've sinned against by stealing. Amen. Well, here's a second way a man can grow in happiness by reflecting upon today's gospel. Generously invest to build and support beautiful parishes. Realize, similar to Judas's objection to Mary's generous gift to comfort and glorify Jesus, some men wrongly oppose investing money to build and maintain beautiful parishes to glorify God. Over the millennia, millions have been inspired and drawn to God through the beautiful parishes and cathedrals that the faithful have given money to build. Believe. Recall your obligation to support the church. See the Catechism, paragraph 2043 and 1351. Pray. Jesus, most generous God, help me grow in the virtue of generosity, a part of justice, so I joyously and generously give money to build and maintain beautiful parishes for your glory and to draw many to your holy Catholic Church. Amen. Here's today's wrap-up. Never forget that Jesus wants you to find true and lasting happiness, and here are today's two key action steps to grow in that happiness Jesus wants you to have. First, build the virtue of justice so you never again break the seventh commandment and refuse to steal in any way. And second, grow in the virtue of generosity so you can generously invest to build and support beautiful parishes. Thanks for listening to the Every Catholic Man Gospel Devotional. Invite others to listen. It's an easy way to help lead your family and friends to Jesus Christ and His Holy Catholic Church. Learn more about how to grow in happiness by becoming a better Catholic son and Catholic father by going to everycatholicman.com. Until next time, always give God thanks. He's called you to the blessing and honor of being a Catholic man, and stay close to Jesus Christ.